during the week they were still looking for a kickoff guy who
Davis's kicks sails to Garcia. He cuts right. He's brought down by a host of Braves, led by number 21, Mackenzie Gentry. Peelsburg taking over the ball, first and 10 at their own 26-yard line.
Yeah, Liam Peace also on the tackle there. Bowman Davis kicked the ball in between the two lines of the Healdsburg team, so they got a basically a 6-yard return. That
there's actually five extra players on that Healdsburg.
Right.
There's just about as many coaches as there are. Dave Stein is going to have his work cut out for him.
Well, don't count the two JV coaches over there.
Two JV coaches.
Yeah.
But Brian Garcia in the shotgun. He winds up and tosses the ball deep to the 47-yard line, ball intended for Spencey Martin, falls incomplete.
They just took off right away and threw the ball down on a deep fly pattern. Coverage on the play by
Blake Hoban.
Number 15, yeah, Blake Hoban playing corner.
So here we go, folks, second and 10 from the Healdsburg 26-yard line. Again, Garcia in the shotgun.
Hopefully they're not going to throw every play.
Just snap, fumble ball.
Ball
scooped up by Justin, number 9, with a fumble recovery. Miles Williams takes over.
Miles Williams, and he was knocked down by Jake Edmonds, and pretty good hit by Edmonds. Unfortunately, the Braves have the ball on the first turnover.
I have a feeling that the
they are on the 18-yard line of Healdsburg.
I have a feeling that the Healdsburg team, they're going to have to all be pretty good tacklers because there's only 15 or 16 of them suited up.
Yeah, this is going to be this type of game normally, unless you're in great shape, and I'm not sure they are. Yep. You can hang with the first half.
Barrett Donahoe, number 2, a shotgun for the Braves. In motion, Solomon Anthem. Handoff goes to number 11, Conrad Say. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Braves.
Conrad Say, leading ball carrier from last year. He broke about 4 or 5 tackles on that. He hit the straight arm a couple times and took the ball in from 18 yards out. Touchdown, Justin Sienna, and they are up 6-0 with 11:33 left in the first quarter.
I think they're
27 seconds to score.
Wow. I think the Greyhounds are going to be in for a long night tonight, folks. Tyler Brazil in for the extra point attempt. His kick is good with 11:33 to go in the first quarter. It's Justin 7, Healdsburg 0.
You're listening to 99.3, the Vine of KBYN.
Okay. So here we are. Justin is set to kick off again. I'm sure it's going to be Bowman Davis, number 34. Yeah, so it didn't take much time, Steve. Fourth play of the game. Yeah, they threw an incomplete pass, and the second one was fumbled, and then Justin went in right after. Bowman Davis again. Setting up the tee at the 40-yard line, kicking off to Garcia and number 3, Jake Edmonds.
Yeah, you got your quarterback this year and your quarterback from last year back receiving kicks.
It's too bad. Great town up there in Healdsburg too, but missing some players for sure. Garcia picks it up, scoops the ball up to 20. Number 3 on the tackle.
Number 3, Francisco
Morales Florentino.
Morales Florentino.
Yeah, he's the only sophomore on the team.
Penalty flag on the play.
They might
might have got him for a high tackle face mask or something.
Face mask call against the Braves.
Sports caller. I don't know what they're calling it nowadays. I saw a call in the JV game that was horrible.
Well, they're going to march off the distance on that penalty. Looks like Healdsburg will take over the ball first and 10 from their own 43-yard line.
That's a 15-yard personal foul, and that may be their biggest play of the night.
that's rich. So Brian Garcia again in the shotgun for the Greyhounds. I love that name, the Greyhounds.
Yeah. They a lot of times just go Healdsburg Hounds, but I like
the Hounds. I'm not sure, but I think that was that was Aiden Click on the carry. Excuse me, Andy Castro on the carry, takes a ball, 2-yard gain out to the 45-yard line.
Castro should be in the backfield with Edmonds as the other running back and Garcia as the quarterback. Click is probably out wide as a wide receiver.
Snap to Garcia, handoff again to Castro, drives it up the middle, tackled by number 58. Christian Ramos, gain on a play to the 46-yard line. It's third and, let's call it seven. Yeah, third and seven from the Hounds. I like that name, from the Hounds, 46-yard line. Well, the good thing is they didn't fumble. Garcia again at the snap.
Conrad Say, the right corner, he kept creeping and creeping up. Press the receiver, and he crossed into the neutral zone. And in high school, that's an automatic foul. So that'll give them 5 yards. It'll be third and two.
Third and two inside Brave territory at the 49-yard line. Garcia will line them up again. Big kid over there, number 77, Ollie Briggs. Let's see what he can do. I had a talk with Dave Stein before the game. They're testing out some offensive linemen, and I think they're going to get there's going to be a big test tonight.
Yeah, that's a mistake by Say that Coach Morocco is not going to be happy with.
Shaking his head, I'm sure. Pass intended for Castro over the middle on a pop pass. Falls incomplete. Castro almost came up with that. Defending on the play, Shane Rosenthal. Brings up fourth down. Fourth down and two.
Imagine they'll go for it. Miles Williams.
They've got nothing to lose, right?
Miles Williams also on the play. He was defending. Castro pretty much had him beat. Garcia would have had a little bit more touch to him.
Little more touch. That ball is throwing pretty hard. So fourth down and two from the Braves. 49-yard line. Garcia on the snap. Hands off to number 13. Miguel Gonzalez.
He's close to the first down, but I believe they're going to give it to him based on where the official.
And that was actually Emilio Medina. So Medina on the carry. The refs are walking the ball around. It is indeed a first down.
Yeah, that's
actually a terrible spot. It's almost an additional yard.
Almost to the 46-yard line. He was. Well, we had him down a little sooner than that, but regardless, Garcia at the shotgun again for the Hounds.
I have a feeling this is what we're going to see all night.
Pass over the middle.
Penalty flag down. Pass interference on Rosenthal. He made a little bit of contact.
Pass was intended for Spencey Martin. A little bit of contact, defensive pass interference, automatic first down. The penalty should tick the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be 15 yards from the previous spot. And
36, so it should be to the 31.
It'll be first down.
First down and 10 Hounds at the Justin 31-yard line. A couple big penalties early in the game for Justin. Garcia at the ready again in that shotgun. Edmonds and Martin in the backfield. Emilio Medina again on the carry for the Hounds. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Well, the good news is that Healdsburg's holding on to the football and not giving Justin Sienna an opportunity to play on offense.
Well, they're kind of running a quick offense here, too. They're ready to go.
Uh-oh.
Castro on the carry, fumbled snap.
Well, I believe he fumbled it, but they're not calling it. He was juggling the ball on the handoff, and he went to the ground, and then it probably popped out.
They gave him a yard to the 30, third and nine. Garcia again ready to in the shotgun. Pass intended for Spencey Martin. Flies out to the left, wide left. So now it brings up fourth and nine.
Conrad Say on the coverage. The ball was thrown to the outside shoulder. If he would have thrown it inside, it probably would have been intercepted. But it wasn't that bad of a throw.
No, he wound up and threw the ball pretty good.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, if Garcia's a first-year quarterback, he's shown a little poise back there. That's
yeah,
pretty good.
He's only a junior. Race.
Garcia again. Oh, intercepted by number 34.
It's coming back. We got an illegal block.
Bowman Davis
is going to go all the way, but it's going to come back.
Penalty flag.
Yeah, there was an illegal block on Zach Keeler, and that's back at the 32-yard line, so that's going to move it back 15 yards.
So Bowman Davis took it in for a touchdown, but the call is going to bring that back to inside the 20, I believe, for the Braves, where they'll take over their first offensive possession of the night. That's assuming that Healdsburg takes a penalty.
they will.
Sure they will.
It'll be back on the first and 10 on the 17 for Justin Sienna's offense.
Looks like they cut it 5 yards short. They got the ball on the 22.
Oh, it's an illegal block in the back.
Yeah,
10 yards.
10 yards. So here we go. Justin's first.
Second play.
Second offensive play.
Yeah.
Barrett Donahoe at quarterback.
Healdsburg still thinks they're on offense. Which is unusual, but only one guy's coming out.
That's a big change for the night.
Yeah. I guess he already had some subs, but anyway, first down.
So Donahoe back in the shotgun for the Braves. He takes a snap alongside Conrad Say. Pass intended for number 8, John Horn, and caught. Great catch by Horn. Tackle on the play by Jake Edmonds. You hear that name a lot tonight.
Yeah. Nice throw by Donahoe.
Put that right on the numbers. 8 had to come up with that.
Right on the numbers. Horn caught it and was hit immediately, but did a good job to hold on and gain some yardage after the.
He drugged that tackler about 6 or 7 yards. That was a nice.
Well,
run.
John Horn's one of the better athletes on the team. He's also the catcher on the baseball team. So. And now we have a penalty flag. Should be offsides on the
offsides call against the Hounds. Ollie Briggs got a little excited there, number 77, and jumped offsides. So
once he gets all that moving.
Yeah, it's hard to stop. Takes a ball down to the Greyhound 36-yard line. First and 5 Braves. Donahoe at the snap. In the shotgun. Passing. Hits Shane Rosenthal at the 30-yard line. Rosenthal takes the ball.
Looks like a penalty flag.
To about the 23-yard line.
So it's a hold, or it's illegal block in the back, I guess. So it will still be.
Be first and about 3, looks like.
Yeah, first and 3.
First and 3. So they had a first down. Another another mistake by the Braves. They're going to get this ironed out a little bit. It's a little too early. Well, it is early in the season, but I'm sure Coach isn't liking these penalties. Donahoe, the snap. Set the throw. Over the middle, he hits Bowman. Davis takes the ball down inside the 10-yard line. Another good pitch by Barrett Donahoe, right on the numbers. Bowman Davis with a grab and takes the ball to the 9. First and goal, Braves at the Greyhounds 9-yard line.
Another very good pass, right on the money from Donahoe.
What I could see up here, he had about 3 kids open. Horn was all alone over here on the left sideline. But he hit Bowman Davis, and Davis caught it and ran about 6 yards inside the 10. First and goal, Braves. Solomon Antoni.
Antonini. He did all right. I mean, the problem was,
he got back to the line of scrimmage, and yeah. Briggs met him there, and he wasn't getting out of the grasp.
No. Second and goal.
Second and goal from the 9-yard line in the backfield. Antonini and Say, along with quarterback Barrett Donahoe. Pass to Say, wide open in the flat. Touchdown, Braves.
Yeah, that was to Solomon Antonini. He went in motion, and nobody really went out after him.
Nobody picked him up at all. It looked like they looked at him, but.
Yeah, he's kind of.
No reaction time.
Brazil should be on to kick the extra point again.
Looks like Spencey Martin this time. Right, number 5?
No, that's this
oh, that's
is
the other side. Tyler Brazil. Brazil's kick is good. It was 6:09 to go in the first quarter. It's Justin Braves 14, Healdsburg Greyhounds 0.
You're listening to Justin Siena Football on KVYN 99.3 The Vine. We'll be right back.
Back at Dodd Stadium, where the Justin Braves has just taken a 14-zip lead over Healdsburg, the Greyhounds. What a great town up there in Healdsburg. We visited there a few months ago. Wonderful town. Back deep.
I went through there yesterday.
Back deep for
on my way to McKinleyville and back.
McKinleyville, another lovely town.
Yeah.
Bowman Davis on the kick. Fielded at the 28-yard line, but Angel Cano, he's taken down hard by the.
Yeah, he had Liam, you know, his eyes got real big in a hurry, and he was taken down.
He's not afraid to hit.
It's about picking the ball up next time.
Either that or pick it up in a lateral real quick.
Yeah.
So quarterback Brian Garcia Jr. up at Healdsburg in the huddle, letting the.
Yeah, he did not play last year. As a freshman, he was on the varsity because 3 years ago they didn't have a JV team.
Wow. Enrollment's got to be down up there in Healdsburg.
4 years ago, Justin didn't have a JV. But they had a freshman team.
Garcia takes a snap. Just throws the ball away.
So.
Pressured by.
That was intended for, looks like maybe
Marcus Nunez. Penalty flag on a play. 57 Nunez was right in Garcia's face.
So it must be an illegal formation. Probably not enough guys on the line of scrimmage, because if it was a false start, they would have killed it right away. So now Justin has the option of taking him back or refusing it. I would almost refuse it.
I would too.
Because Healdsburg hasn't really done anything.
Not shown much. Healdsburg taking over second and 15 from the 28-yard line. Garcia again in the backfield for Healdsburg. He's looking to throw. Puts the ball up to Spencey Martin. incomplete. Bowman Davis on the defense for Justin.
Yeah, that's the third time they've run that play. I don't know. Obviously, Spencer Martin must be their fast guy. But they're picking on the wrong guys in Jordan Bowman Davis and Comrade Say, because I believe they both were on the 4x100 relay team or something for the track program.
And that's kids in flat run. Let's see if he comes back over to this side, which would be the right side. He does. Completes it to Castro. Castro is taken down by Antonini.
Yeah,
Antonini.
Antonini. Just say Solomon.
That was Jake Edmonds on the receiving end. They actually lost yardage. They're back to the 26-yard line. It's now 3rd and 15.
Solomon had a good year last year for the Braves as a sophomore. He's only a junior this year.
So, again, Garcia takes in the snap. Hands the ball off to Emilio Medina. He's met in the backfield by a host of Braves, led by number 22, Michael Fitzgerald. So that brings up fourth down. Loss on a play to the 25-yard line.
So Healdsburg's going to punt here, and I have a feeling that Justin Siena is going to put the punt block on.
And Garcia's back to punt. Back deep for the Braves, number 15, Blake Hoban.
And Aiden Glick comes in to be the long snapper, number 2.
So, Garcia wouldn't expect a fake. He punts the ball. Hoban comes up. Oh, mistake by Hoban, but he comes back with the ball. Recovers on a 48-yard line.
Yeah.
He could have let that one go.
Yeah, Blake Hoban called for a fair catch and then dropped the ball. Luckily, it landed right at his feet, and he was able to fall on it. But the
Braves with good field position at their own 48,
where it'll be 1st and 10.
Well, the Braves are getting a lot of offensive plays in here. So that offensive line's getting a pretty good look tonight, and maybe they can start clicking and, you know, watch those penalties. Donahoe again in the shotgun for Justin. Looking to pass. Sees Rosenthal, connects with Rosenthal at the 46-yard line. He's taken down immediately by no other than number 1, Brian Garcia, quarterback, playing cornerback also on defense.
Yeah, Shane Rosenthal did a nice little curl pattern, and again, the timing was perfect, and Donahoe put the ball right on the numbers again.
He's getting a lot of time back there, Steve, so he's able to pick this defense apart. Well,
that's, you got to put pressure on a quarterback who's throwing the ball like that, and Healdsburg's called timeout, I believe, to probably make some adjustments. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Justin Siena Football on KVYN 99.3, The Vine.
Yard line, out of the backfield. Solomon catches that ball thrown by Barrett Donahoe.
Yep. Jake Edmonds and
out at the 16-yard line.
Dallas ran him out of bounds. That was the same play that they ran for the touchdown.
Well, they were getting their yardage out of that play tonight. Donahoe again at the snap. Francisco Morales Florentino in the back field along with Barrett Donahoe. Donahoe steps to his left. He's going to run the ball. Taken out of bounds there by Spencey Martin at about the 14-yard line. Gain on the play of about 2 yards. So that brings up 2nd and 8 for the Braves. Donahoe didn't see anybody open that time, Steve, but got a lot of looks.
Well, he got you know, flushed out of the pocket a little bit and was able to get outside. Made positive.
So Donahoe again in the backfield, along with Francisco Morales Florentino. 2nd and 8 from the 14. Donahoe hands it off to Florentino. He fights his way to about the 9-yard line, taken out of bounds by Miguel Gonzalez and a couple other hounds. Nice little run there by Morales Florentino.
You know, when you're a sophomore on the varsity, you're on there for a reason. So.
Good.
He had a great year last year. I remember watching him in the JV team.
Good strong legs. Great run. We've got a third and about 4 from, let's call it the 10. Donahoe again in the shotgun for the Braves. He's looking to pass. Throws the ball wide right of Anatoni. Solomon.
Solomon.
Breeze up fourth down.
And bringing in try a field goal. In for the Braves. Tyler Brazil. He's setting up at the 17-yard line, be a 27-yard field goal attempt. So here is the snap. The kick is on the way.
Missed.
And it's wide left. So with 2:50 to go in the first quarter, it remains Justin 14. Healdsburg 0. You're listening to Braves football here on 99.3 KVYN Napa Valley. And we're still here. So, okay, we'll just take it from there. So, taking over first and 10 from their own 20, the Healdsburg Hounds. Brian Garcia in the backfield. Nobody takes a ball from center anymore. It's always a shotgun. So, big rush. Number 9 wraps him. That was Miles Williams with a first hit. He couldn't hold on. I think number Michael Fitzgerald with a final tackle there. Garcia spun away from Williams. Tackle in backfield, 5-yard loss, brings up 2nd and 15 for Healdsburg. Well, that's great. Michael Fitzgerald's been in the program for a few years now, and I recognize the name. And
this is his fourth year, yeah.
Fourth year. Senior laden. Garcia again, quarterback for Healdsburg. Shotgun. He hands off to Andy Castro. Look like Fitzgerald again on one of the guys on the stop for Justin. Oh, about a two-yard gain to the 17. Third and 13. They're ready to snap that ball and go. There's no messing around with this team. Castro taken down in the backfield by number 57, Marcus Nunez. Big tackle to the 15-yard line, 2-yard loss. That brings up fourth down. Back deep for the Braves on assuming the punt. Number 15, Blake Hoban.
Yeah, I think they're gonna try and block it again, Hoban.
So number 2, Aiden Click, that long snapper in. Garcia, the quarterback, slash cornerback, slash punter. Back to punt for Healdsburg. Justin puts on a good rush. Garcia gets rid of the ball. And it falls by itself at the 50-yard line. So Justin takes over, first and down, first and 10 from the 50.
Has done a great job.
He's not getting much blocking. There's a pretty good rush by Justin.
Yeah,
and Garcia's.
Like they've been trying to block. They put the punt block on both times so far. So they have not set up a return yet. And if they get the opportunity to
set up a return,
I guarantee you that it's going to be
a very positive yardage.
Garcia was able to get that punt away. Timeout again, Healdsburg. You're listening to Justin Braves football here on 99.3 KVYN Napa Valley. And we're still on.
We'll be right back.
Okay. So we're right back here, Steve. 35 seconds go in the first quarter. Justin is going to be taken over after this timeout. First and 10 from the 50-yard line. Like I said, the Braves are getting plenty of offensive plays tonight. They've been moving the ball fairly well. Barrett Donahoe has had ample time to look at not just his main receiver, but a number of receivers. And he's been picking apart this Healdsburg defense pretty easily.
Yeah, so he's been doing a good job.
Now, Donahoe is behind center. Look at this new look. Conrad Say in the backfield. Conrad Say on the carry.
No,
Donahoe on a carry. Excuse me. He breaks away. Uh-oh. Fumble on a play. I don't know. Fumble on a play at the 35-yard line.
It looked like they went to a little bit different offense. They were trying to run similar to a beer.
Something different, and everybody went for the fake on Say, and Barrett Donahoe kept it for a good gain, but he needs to hold on to the football.
Hold on to that ball. Protect that ball, Donahoe. First and 10 Braves from the Healdsburg 35-yard line. Donahoe at the shotgun. Back to pass. He's looking left, right, turns left. Runs out of bounds at the 34-yard line. 1 yard gain on the play. He saw nothing to his right. Antonini was covered, as was Fitzgerald. So Donahoe brought it.
That's going to be the end of the
first quarter.
So we'll be right back. You're listening to Justin Siena Football. It's 14-0 in the first quarter. This is KBYN 99.3 in the box.
So we're right back. Okay. So, Steve, at least one thing, we'll be switching sides. Justin will be going from our left to our right, which would be from the east to the west. Healdsburg.
Yeah, they actually have what little wind there is, and there is some wind. It's blowing from east to west. So now Justin will have the wind.
And a chance to knock the wind out of Healdsburg's sails, huh? You know I had to say that, as corny as it was. Steve and I were old school, by the way. So.
Yeah, we go back almost 40 years, 50 years.
Almost 50, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twilight minor and twilight major here in Napa, California. Back in the day. So. Justin lining up again, second and 9 from the Healdsburg 34-yard line. Barrett Donahoe behind center this time.
Watch for the same type of play, quick handoff.
Handoff to Conrad Say. Say takes the ball to the 30-yard line. 4 yard gain brings up third and 5.
I think Justin has you know, they've run the ball a little bit. They got outside. The Barrett Donahoe looked great. He threw for over 100 yards in the first quarter, and so now they're trying something.
In addition, so far it's worked out.
They go back to their basic spread formation.
So Barrett Donahoe in shotgun formation again. Antonini takes off to the right side. He catches a pass on the in the right flat.
Or
he's
taken a couple different times.
He was taken down by guess who, Steve? Number 1, Brian Garcia. Anatoni again with a reception, good for a first down to the Greyhound 23-yard line.
If you look at the defense, players are
not a good sign, and it's early. Donahoe again in the shotgun. Anatoni takes off to the left. Wide open in the end zone, number four, Shane Rosenthal. Touchdown, Braves.
What happened was when Anatoni went out, now Healdsburg made the adjustment, and their corner stayed with them, and no, the safety didn't pick up Rosenthal. So he was wide open.
They're having a problem with those kids in the backfield.
So, great pass, though, by Derek Donovan.
Brazil again in on the kick. His kick is good with 10:33 to go in the second quarter. It's the Justin Braves 21, the Healdsburg Greyhounds 0. You're listening to Justin Braves football here on KVYN 99.3 on your dial. We'll be right back. Yeah, he put a good lick on Castro. That's was that the second time Castro's taken it and gotten took a pretty good lick and got up, and he's still in the ball game. Ryan Garcia back in, leading the Healdsburg charge. They're still discussing what's going on. What are we playing? What are we doing, Coach? Here we go. Garcia in the shotgun. Flanked by Castro. Pass complete to number two, Aiden Click. Tackle.
Actually, I think that's Edmonds.
What is it, number five?
Number three,
Jake Edmonds. Zachary Kiefer on the tackle for Justin. Second, and let's call it a yard, at the 46-yard line. Garcia on the keeper this time around, left end. He's going to get a few yards till he's run out of bounds by Michael Fitzgerald at the 49-yard line. Good for a Healdsburg first down.
That was a very nicely orchestrated play on Healdsburg behalf. It also got them their initial first down that wasn't by penalty.
Well, what was nice was that they faked the ball going around right, and he spun and came around the left-hand side. The only one not fooled on the play was Michael Fitzgerald. He's playing pretty solid defense there at linebacker.
Playing an outside linebacker position, weak side linebacker.
Garcia again in the shotgun. He's back to pass. Good pass rush. He's getting flushed out of the pocket. He's going to, instead of throwing the ball, he's going to take the sack. Number 57, Marcus Nunez on the tackle.
Nunez
big.
All the way across the field. He's did a good job. Yeah, but Garcia.
Big loss all the way back to the 39-yard line. Wow, he couldn't get rid of the ball. Should have. He was out of the pocket. Could have just tossed it out of bounds, but that's an inexperience at quarterback. So can't say he's inexperienced. Garcia's been on the field the whole night for Healdsburg. There's ball. Rosenthal defending for the Braves. Garcia's pass flies out of bounds. It brings up third and 21 for Healdsburg from their own 39. And also John Horn, they're putting on doing a great job with that pass rush, and they got their hands up. They're tall kids. Future looks good. So Garcia again in the shotgun. Castro on his left side. Garcia back to pass. Horn again on the rush. William.
Pass was incomplete.
Fitzgerald.
To the right hand side. Rosenthal on the coverage. And it will be fourth down. Healdsburg will be forced to punt once again.
Back deep for the Braves. Hoban and looks like Bowman Davis. And I believe Brian Garcia, the quarterback slash cornerback slash punter, back to punt.
They will set a return up this time.
They faked it, and he throws it deep. The pass falls incomplete. Justin takes over on downs at the Healdsburg 39. First and 10 Braves. Well,
usually when the defense has two punt return guys back, they're not trying to block. They're trying to set up a punt return, which would have been probably to the bench side of the field.
So Garcia's pass falls out incomplete. There was actually nobody around. I guess the closest guy was Andy Castro, but he didn't have a chance to catch that pass. Hoban actually was close for the Braves. Donahoe again, quarterback, in the shotgun for the Braves, alongside Conrad Say. Donahoe sets the pass. He hits Rosenthal about the 32-yard line. He's ridden down by Brian Garcia. A gain all the way to the 27. Garcia again on the tackle.
Receiver running to the outside, the inside receiver going to the outside. So Rosenthal was wide open.
Rosenthal is finding those open spots in this in these seams that is all a lot of seams in this defense tonight, folks.
Yeah.
Donahoe hands off to Conrad Say. That's going to be a 27-yard touchdown, Braves.
Conrad Say. You know, leading rusher from last year, right up the middle. He has some outstanding speed, a member of the Justin Siena track team. And he goes into the end zone for a 27-0 lead.
Tyler Brazil in on an extra point attempt. What I liked about that play also, Steve, was Barrett Donahoe followed out that fake. And before they knew it, Conrad Say was off to the races.
Yeah.
Brazil's kick is no good. With 8:24 to go in the second quarter, it's Justin Braves 27, the Healdsburg Greyhounds 0. You're listening to Justin High Football here on KVYN 99.3 on your dial. We'll be right back. Garcia in the shotgun. He's being rushed. Pass to Andy Castro is broken up over the middle. There wasn't much chance there.
It was Miles Williams and Marcus Nunez on the rush.
Both got in there, and it looked like they were trying to set up a middle screen, but I'm not sure that
they were able to.
No, there was plenty of Braves there to defend that also. So even if Castro would have caught the ball, he was going to be going, going right down. So second and 10, Garcia in the shotgun. He takes a snap. Pass on the flat to, wow, they're hard to see these numbers.
These numbers are very difficult.
I think it was Miguel Gonzalez. It was Emilio Medina. Pass falls incomplete. Folks, these numbers here for Healdsburg, they're kind of gray and gold, and they're hard to see. Justin's numbers are great because they're the blue uniforms with white numbers. So now we're at third and 10 from the 24-yard line. Garcia again in the shotgun for Healdsburg. The Greyhounds out of Healdsburg. Garcia ready for the snap. He's going back to pass. He's getting rushed. He's getting hit. Number 50. Grant Keeler with a tackle and a sack. All the way back to the 20, let's call it the 20-yard line. So there was a 4-yard loss.
Yeah, they're going to put the block on
again. One of the things that worried Coach Baraka the most was the scrambling ability
So Garcia's back for punt. Hoban is back deep for the Braves. Garcia gets the ball, gets the kick off. Ball is rolling to the 41-yard line, down by Aiden Click of the Hounds. Justin takes over, first and 10 from their own 41.
Aiden Click, the long snapper, hustling all the way down the ball there.
Well, good thing that Aiden Click and Garcia and some of these other guys can, they have pretty good cardio going on, because the interior linemen, I mean, like Steve was saying, they've got their hands on their hips. They've been out there all night long, and Justin's putting a whipping on these guys. Donahoe, again, in shotgun for the Braves. Conrad Say takes off to his left side. Pass over the middle, over the side to John Horn. John Horn is rambling down the field, taken down by Chris Dow. Gain on the play all the way to the 30, looks like the 33-yard line in Healdsburg territory.
Receiver screen. They got the ball up to Horn right away, and he cut it back inside where he had a couple blockers leading him down the field.
Horn took off. Hard guy to bring down one-on-one. So after he got caught by a few of the Healdsburg tacklers, they were able to bring him down. Donahoe again and set the throw. Throws out to his left. Overthrows Bowman Davis at the 18-yard line. He was open. Barrett threw it a little bit high. So we go to second and 10 from the 33. Justin's, Steve, it looks like to me like they're getting some good practice out here tonight. Game time situation and throwing some wrinkles, and, you know, they're going to need them this year.
Well, yeah, and we can certainly, I'm sure we'll have time the second half to talk about the new league and the challenges that lie ahead. But this is good. You cannot Healdsburg jumped off sides when the Braves linemen shifted to the down position. You can't recreate this too much in practice, because you don't want to get any of your guys hurt, and you can only have contact for a certain amount of time nowadays. So this is good. This is a game. It's a non-league game. It's a non-league game for a reason for both teams.
Donahoe behind center. Penalty took the ball to the 28-yard line. Hand off to Morales Florentino. He breaks it off to the left. He might get in the end zone. Battling.
I think he's just short.
And they're going to call him down. I think it's inside the one. That was a great run by Francisco Morales Florentino.
Yeah, he broke a tackle early, and then once he got past the line of scrimmage, there wasn't hardly anybody out there, and he broke it to the outside and then broke another tackle and took it down to the 1 yard line.
When he got hit initially, he spun to the left and took off.
Yeah.
And,
actually, they're saying it's at the, looks like the 2 yard
maybe
line.
Maybe the 2 yard line. So first and goal, Braves from the 2. Morales Florentino in the backfield. Donahoe behind center. Hand off to Florentino. Touchdown, Braves.
He got in there. He went over the right side of the offensive line.
You know, he got hit early. He spun again and kept those legs going. So credit the weight training that they've been doing, because kid's pretty strong.
Well, they've done a lot of weightlifting, and that's one of the points that Justin Siena has had to do throughout all the years in order to become successful.
Tyler Brazil again in on the extra point attempt for the Braves. Holding the snap is number 4, Shane Rosenthal, wide receiver. Brazil's kick is up and good with 6:02 to go in the first half. It's Justin 34, Healdsburg 0. We're listening to Braves football on KVYN 99.3. We'll be right back. Now, okay, here we go. Bowman Davis on set the kickoff. He kicks the ball low. Looks like Oh.
Squib kick. Number 10?
Number 10, Angel Cano on the tackle.
He looked like he was going to break it for a moment outside, but.
Christian Kapler. So there's a timeout on the field. No. So it's hard. It's hard to tell with it. This is really something with only.
We're 50. Not getting. Somebody must be hurt. Somebody on the other side of the field is hurt, and they're looking for the trainer, I believe. So they have found Sarah, and she is heading across. Now she.
And they don't have many kids. If anybody gets hurt, that's a one player.
Well, I was assuming that. I don't know why.
I thought I heard timeout from the room next door. But.
It was an official's timeout. Actually, maybe he'll.
Well, they showed.
Show no timeouts left on the board.
So it was. So Garcia again in the backfield along with Castro and Emilio Medina. Garcia in the shotgun takes a snap, hands off to Jake Edmonds. He's met as soon as he gets the ball. Number 8, John Horn, was all over him.
I know what they could have been talking about.
If the score gets, I think if one team's ahead 35 points, then the coach has the option until the second half. Then it's mandatory, or until the fourth quarter, it's mandatory, I believe. And they may have been talking about that already.
Garcia completes a pass to Aiden Click. 2-yard gain to the 31-yard line. Taken down there by a host of Braves.
Justin Siena has more cheerleaders than Healdsburg has football players.
And the cheerleaders could probably give them a good game tonight. So Garcia set the pass again. He throws deep to the left side. Pass intended for Spencey Martin. Defending was Blake Hoban.
They've tried that 4 times. 3 different guys covering. And all 3 guys have been right with Martin.
Yeah, Hoban looked good on that one.
That time it was Hoban. Before it was Conrad Say and Jordan Bowman Davis.
So set the punt now. Nobody back deep for the Braves.
Well, I think after they tried the fake last time.
Oh, Hoban. Okay, so Hoban's going back deep now for the Braves.
Yeah.
Garcia set the punt. Ball flies to the Healdsburg 49-yard line. Justin will take over 1st and 10 from there. So, and interestingly enough, as the ball was bouncing around the 48-yard line, the Healdsburg kids backed off.
Yeah.
Instead of downing the ball, I mean, we're only talking 3 yards, but yeah. 3 yards on a night like this
could mean a lot.
It could. I mean, it's at least they've been on the other side of the 50. So, Donahoe again at the shotgun for the Braves. Rosenthal out left. He sends. Oh, the pass intended for number 21, Mackenzie Gentry.
Wow.
It hit him in the numbers, and somebody threw a hand up there.
I'm trying to get a number. Is it number 7?
Jesus Reina.
Well, I think he got a hand on it. Just enough to deflect. Matt Gentry is somebody who has not gotten a lot of playing time.
Wow, good for him. Mack Gentry.
I think he might be a wrestler, too.
So Donahoe again at in the shotgun for the Braves. Pass out to Solomon. Uh-oh, he breaks a tackle along the sidelines. He's pushed out of bounds.
And Anatoni
out of bounds by Emilio Medina.
Yeah, Anatoni caught it in full stride and headed down the sidelines.
So he takes the ball all the way to the 20-yard line. Justin takes over, controlling the ball, first and 10 from the Healdsburg 20. Justin going from the east to the west. Our left to right, folks. So now Donahoe gets behind center. Conrad's, no, let's not Conrad say. That is Francisco Morales. Florentino takes the handoff right at the middle. He cuts left, and he's going to get in the end zone.
He's getting in at the end.
Touchdown, Braves.
Just the same thing. Quick handoff right up the middle. Is just right now for Healdsburg.
Francisco Morales Florentino, great run. Bounced it out to the left, took off, and there was nobody there, Steve.
I'm looking at the bench right now. Somebody who did not play at all last year for Justin Siena and was injured the majority of the time the year before, Jordan Bowman Davis, is now talking with
Bills.
If it's a concussion protocol or if
Brazil's kick hits the uprights, no good, but 4:18 left to go in the first half. Justin 40, Healdsburg 0. You're listening to Braves football here on the Vine, 99.3. We'll be right back. Emilio Medina, he gets wrapped up by a bunch of Braves at about the 18-yard line. So Healdsburg takes over first and 10 from their own 18.
That was Marcus Nunez kicking off. So
they call it the 20. Okay.
Doing that for a reason, because Bowman Davis has.
He's over there talking to one of the coaches.
Oh, he's over in the corner talking to the trainer. So it's probably.
He's been having an outstanding football game tonight for Justin. So once again, quarterback Brian Garcia calls a play. He's back in the shotgun for the Healdsburg Hounds. Well, I like that name, the Hounds. Garcia with a snap. He's looking to his left. Ball intended for Andy Castro falls incomplete. Defending Miles Williams for Justin. Castro had that in his hands.
After he dropped it, but he didn't know that he had dropped it, and Castro a little slow getting up, but
it's all part of that game, Steve, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yep. Play to that whistle, boys. Here we go again. Garcia in the shotgun, calling out his plays to his wide receivers. This is really something. So Garcia in the shotgun. Looking over the field, got trips left. He's running left. He's getting flushed out of the pocket. He takes off. He's going to run out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. That was a nice little run there by Garcia.
Yeah, that's their second legitimate first down. That was a great job. And
pardon me?
Yeah.
Zachary Keeler in on the chase, anyway.
Yeah.
Now they look good. The Braves defensive linemen are,
they're getting a lot of pressure from the linebackers too. Miles Williams, Nunez, John Horn's also on the outside, and Fitzgerald is actually playing in the middle tonight. So, nice pass.
Pass complete to Castro. Castro's ridden out of bounds at the 41. Maybe the 42-yard line by Shane Rosenthal. Good for a Healdsburg first down.
Yeah, his momentum was stopped, so they keep the clock running, which is good for the and not for the Greyhounds because the Greyhounds are out.
So Garcia again in the shotgun, calling a hurry up play. 3:21 to go in the second quarter. Garcia's looking around, still calling plays out. Wants to call timeout. No timeouts. He throws the ball to the left, intended for Spencey Martin. Again, Blake Hoban defending Martin.
Yeah, it's like the fifth time they've run that play. They try to isolate him one-on-one, and so far the Braves have come up 5-for-5 on that play.
So the clock stops, 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Second and 10 from the Healdsburg 41-yard line. Brian Garcia again in shotgun for the Greyhounds. And getting ready to take the snap. Got trips left again. Garcia takes off to the right. He's caught from behind. And I think that was 42.
Yeah, I know 57 was in there. 22.
Marcus Nunez and Fitzgerald again on the stop.
Two inside linebackers were in there.
Right. Garcia had nowhere to go. He gets brought down, loss of yard, back to the 40, 3rd and 11 from the Healdsburg 40, 2:30 to go in the second quarter. Justin leading 40-0. Garcia at the shotgun. Takes a snap, handoff to Emilio Medina. He gets ridden out of bounds by Zach Horn.
I think that's Miles Williams.
Miles Williams.
Number 9 and 50.
No gain on the play, so it'll bring up 4th down and 11 from the Healdsburg 39. Mantle will go for it.
Well, they're going to punt.
So Garcia back to punt. Hoban back deep for the Braves to receive. Healdsburg does have trips left. Let's see what happens here. We got two guys defending. Okay.
They've got trips and...
Garcia punts it left-footed that time.
I was going to say, has he punted everyone left-footed? I don't think so.
I don't think so. So the ball gets down by Aiden Click at the 40-yard line. Justin takes over 1st and 10, 1:32 to go in the second quarter. Justin leading 40-0.
My halftime guest tonight will be David Holcomb, president of Justin Siena. And we will talk about the start of the school year.
Which started last week, I believe.
Some things other than football.
Good, good. Lots of changes. Donahoe in the backfield again, in the shotgun for the Braves. He steps back, looking to throw. He throws deep for Horn. Horn out racing. Oh, he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Braves! 60-yard hookup. With number 8, John Horn. Barrett Donahoe on the pass for Justin.
Probably
the last pass.
It's time to call off the dogs.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the Healdsburg coach is real happy about that.
Well, there's a little thing called karma, so.
Yeah. Now that one hits the left crossbar and goes through.
So with 1:19 to go in the first half, Justin 47, Healdsburg 0. You're listening to Braves Football on KVYN 99.3. We'll be right back. So we're back, and number 57, Marcus Nunez set the kickoff for Justin. 1:19 to go in the second quarter. Nunez kicks it short. Taking a ball right up the middle.
Well,
Wow, I can't read those numbers. Number 10, Angel Cano. Tackled by a host of Braves. Cano takes the ball to the Healdsburg 43, where the Hounds take over first and 10.
Yeah, I wanted to let everybody know that I'm aware that I'm having some microphone issues, and it's at my end, and can't really do much about it at this point. So if I start talking and you can't hear me or I black out, it's probably for the best.
Oh, my God. That means they have to listen to me.
I'll try to.
Garcia on a carry. He goes, maybe loses a yard. So it is cutting out then, huh?
It is, but I think I've figured out why. And thanks to my number one fan at home, I'm now aware of that. So at least we know somebody was listening.
One of our hundreds.
Many hundreds, yes.
Possibly 1,000. Who knows? Here we go. Garcia again in the shotgun, 30 seconds ago in the first half. He hands the ball off to Emilio Medina. He takes it straight up the gut. Looks like that might take us to halftime. And I don't think they're going to run another play. They're going to let the clock run out. It looks like they're lining. They're trying to get one in. I don't think they're going to get it off. There's 3 seconds to go. They're standing in the backfield. So at the end of the first half, it's Justin Siena of High School, the Braves, 47. Healdsburg Greyhounds, 0. You're listening to Justin Siena Football here on the Vine, 99.3 KVYN. We will be right back.
Okay, we are back at Justin Siena High School. My microphone is working. It is halftime. Justin Siena Braves leading the Healdsburg Hounds 47-0. I guess the score pretty much says everything, and we'll get into some statistics in a little bit. Right now, the Justin Siena cheerleaders are on the field entertaining the crowd.
Their music starts. My guest this week is David Holdwin, the president-principal. I tried to combine the two words.
And that didn't work. But at any rate,
David, welcome. And I know the school year has just recently started, but how's it going?
It's great, Steve. It certainly is. We're taking a look at all of our students in the cheering section. I think it's a great example of how the school year started. A lot of great energy, and so glad to see so many alums back for our first home football game.
Well, I know that that one of the changes in the faculty and staff was new Dean of Students, Stan Cordero, who was the LaSallian or Director of LaSallian Activities along with Sarah Needhofer. But Stan's still here tonight, still leading the charge. So
you better believe it. Stan's got a lot of energy. Thank God for that. And, you know, it takes a lot of energy to be able to do the job that he's doing. And as you know, certainly much better than I do, Steve, Dean of Students isn't an easy job. But you know what? You do it because of the kids, and we've got some great kids. And we're so, so blessed to have him and so many other folks.
Right. You know, it's great to come back. I've seen John Dyer tonight and the FID is here, Andy Betancourt, Bob Bailey, Lou Perotti. So it's just really good. I saw Chavatari, Emily Chavatari earlier. Just outstanding for me to come back and be a part of this. So the school year started. What's the enrollment at?
So we're at 555 students right now.
555. That sounds like a good number. Was that pretty much what you expected, or?
No, great news. You know, it's better than expected. We're blessed that we had a great freshman class come out, good turnout, and some good transfer students. So yeah, even better than expected.
Good, good. I notice a lot of projects. I mean, everybody who goes up and down Highway 29 notices my future. future housing being built. Tell us a little bit about what that's going to be and what it's going to consist of.
system? Yeah, so it's a senior housing facility, so in some respects a retirement community. There will be about 170 rooms. A few of those rooms, I think about 12 of them, will be for memory care, so folks with Alzheimer's and dementia. You know, we're excited that it's going to be a great opportunity for us as a school to be able to do a little bit of service. So as we've got this facility with senior citizens, that our students will be able to go over and support them. And, you know, when, for example, in history, when we're talking about the Vietnam War or we're talking about other things, to be able to have our kids have some real-world experience with some of those folks. Or, you know, I had even shared at a groundbreaking ceremony, imagine some of our engineering students being able to talk with an engineer who used to work at NASA Ames, or, you know, someone, some of our future Business Leaders of America Association talking with some former business owners. So there's a lot of great opportunity for that. And, you know, more than anything, I think it's a great opportunity for the city of Napa to be able to have another place for retirees to be.
It's going to be 170 units. There will be a section for dementia and dementia and Alzheimer's. Is there going to be like a hospital unit or pretty much? I mean, is it just going to be rest home, or will there be some assistance as far as medical?
Not in so far as you would typically think in a large, you know, it's not going to be quite the assisted senior living facility where there would be medical attention right there. More for the active seniors, the folks who are still able to get around and you know, I think that there's certainly a good enough market around here where folks would like that. I mean, the Napa Valley is an incredible place to be, and there's so many reasons why people want to come here, and so it's great to be able to have a facility for them.
Great. Will there be a room? Like, is it going to be two stories, three stories? Is it going to be?
Three stories. The rooms, actually, if you go onto our website, justin-sienna.org, under About, there's a senior housing facility link, and there are great pictures already of the facility, the interior, the way it's going to look. I got to tell you, it looks amazing. If I was old enough, I'd probably be looking for a place to go. But yeah, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful place.
Well, I'm looking for a room on the south side, third floor, overlooking the baseball field.
Yeah, there you go.
So you go out in the patio maybe and catch some games. There's some other things happening too, obviously, with the construction of the senior housing unit. The softball field's just. So what's going on with the softball field?
Yeah, so those of you listening at home, you can't see, but to the left of our football stadium, there's a great parcel of land where the softball field is moving. And so that, along with a new area called Braves Grove, which will be an opportunity for folks to be able to gather, especially on a night like tonight when we have a great crowd of folks. But even those folks like the Napa Saints or other organizations who are able to use our facility, for them to be able to enjoy the Braves Grove as a place to eat and to congregate, and certainly community is really important to us. So the good news is the softball field's not going anywhere. It's just being moved.
And I noticed the tennis courts are being
Yes, the tennis courts are being redone. God willing, they'll be done this weekend, if not sooner. It was a great partnership that we have to be able to renovate our courts. And with us moving to the new league, the Vine Valley League, we're actually able to practice and compete here on campus. And so it's great. As many of our teams that can play here, the better. Yes, there's definitely a lot of talk about it. Everyone's interested in trying to figure out exactly what it's going to mean moving forward. I think some sports, it's going to be a challenge, but you know what I really appreciate about our coaches and our student athletes is they rise to the occasion. And there are going to be some other sports where they're going to say, geez, where'd the competition go? So, you know, it's a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest with you, and it's still too early to tell until we actually compete against some of these teams what it's going to be like. But I think in the end, it's actually going to be great from this standpoint. We're actually going to be able to compete against many of the teams that for so long we haven't been able to. So, you know, to be able to be competing against Napa and Vintage and American Canyon and to have a little bit more of a hometown rivalry, I think it's a great benefit.
David Holguin, president slash principal of Justin Siena High School, thank you for taking the time to come up else you want to offer?
No, just thank you so much for having me, Steve, and certainly to all the folks who are out there listening. You know, we're grateful for the support that we've received and really grateful to have a guy like Steve Meyer who keeps on coming back. We're pretty awesome. We're pretty blessed because of that. So thank you, Steve.
Well, thank you for the kind words. Okay. Thank you, David. We are about 5 minutes away from the second half kickoff. It is 47-0. Justin Siena over the Healdsburg Hounds. You're listening to Justin Siena Football on 99.3 The Vine, KVYN. Francisco Morales Florentino had 4 carries for 53 yards and 2 touchdowns. John Horn had 3 catches for 123 yards and a touchdown. Solomon Anatoni, 4 catches for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns. So Healdsburg had 23 yards rushing. They had a couple first downs by penalty and a couple others. And they had maybe one or two catches. But essentially, the first half has been totally controlled by Justin Siena. I would expect Justin Siena to unload the bench, hopefully, to at least get some guys into the game. And I do see Barrett Donahoe warming up along with Blake Hoban. So we'll see what happens. But I think Justin Siena needs to be careful about making sure nobody gets hurt. Justin Siena, as it turns out, will receive the second half kickoff.
Steve, about a minute to go, the end of halftime festivities. Nice halftime here at Dodge Stadium. Set to kick off for the Hounds, number 13, Miguel Gonzalez. Going back deep for Justin, number 1, Solomon Anatoni, number 15, Blake Hoban, and number 10, Liam Peace. So here we go.
Healdsburg had 41 total yards. Siena had a whole bunch more. And we will wait at the last 10 seconds countdown here on the clock. And I believe that once they start the clock, it will run and they would stop it on timeouts and probably on scores, but that's about it.
So now they have to set the clock. There we go. All right, set the kickoff. Miguel Gonzalez back deep. Solomon Anatoni.
And I have I've spotted Jordan Bowman Davis on the sidelines, and he is not in pads.
So Anatoni takes the ball from the 3-yard line, makes a couple nice cuts. If he gets outside, he could be going to the house. Good block. Anatoni going down the sidelines. He's going to take that 97 yards for a touchdown, Braves.
And I don't see any flags.
Great block down here at about the 50-yard line to break him open by Blake Hoban. Wow. It's kind of disheartening over there on the Greyhound sideline, but what are you going to do, Coach Dave Stein?
I mean, you know, Dave Stein. Deer, evidently, and he's trying.
In for the extra point attempt again is number 5, Tyler Brazil for Justin.
They did have 26 guys on the JV team, and that final score was 27-0.
So his kick is good. Brazil's kick's good. makes it 54. Justin, zero. Healdsburg. You're listening to Justin High, Justin Siena High School Football on the Vine. KVYN 99.3. We'll be right back.
But
yeah, this is going to be a tough year up there in the wine country north, I guess, up there
yeah.
in Healdsburg. What a great place. So the referee's got it all called back. We're getting back to the game. Garcia again in the shotgun. He's got three backs trying to help block, thwart that Justin rush. He hands the ball off to Castro. Castro's met immediately by number 72, Jonas Gonzalez, and taken down for a loss. Loss back to the 30-yard line. That brings up fourth and about 13. Garcia going back in punt formation.
Yeah, I don't think you want to put the block on now. Just go back. Actually, there's nobody.
Rosenthal's the deepest one, and he's only 10 yards off.
Oh, and they're gonna
pass. Oh, it's incomplete. The pass intended for number four, Andy Castro. Well, you got a hand at the Healdsburg.
Yeah.
There's no quitting these kids. There's not many of them, but there's no quit in them.
Well, and at least you get the opportunity. I think there might have been a flag on the play or something.
Referee's
talking to the umpire.
Well, you know, Steve, that was a nice pass, actually.
Yeah.
Castro had it with one hand, but couldn't come down with the ball.
So Hoban is in at quarterback. That's
Blake
a good
Hoban
thing.
Hoban in number 15 quarterback, and he's in the shotgun formation. He hands the ball off to Liam Peace. Peace is taken down by Castro. Fine tackle at the 30-yard line. Justin took over at the 31. There's about let's call it a yard. Second down and 9 from the 30.
This is exactly what they need to do.
Is to get these.
Get some reps.
Preseason football game now in the second quarter for the NFL, but
right. Hoban again in the shotgun for the Braves. Hands the ball off to Peace. Peace breaks one to the left. Oh, he's stripped. Does he come back down with the ball? I think Peace came up with the ball at about the 9-yard line.
Yeah, there was.
Looked like he was going to break that one, and one of the defenders for the Greyhound reached in and stripped it. Peace was able to recover. It's just inside the 10-yard line, first and goal, Braves. Hoban back in the quarterback. Peace at running back. Miles Williams in the slot left, no, wide left.
James Snoke is in there.
77th Mac Gendry. Outside, but nobody called anything.
Well,
they weren't ready. So we're down to 5:18. The clock's still running. 77.
Well, they called offsides, but.
But they're just letting it, they're letting it go. So.
Yeah.
Hoban, this is a different kind of game, folks.
Was it on?
Peace gets hit. He spins away. And on the tackle, number 52, Chris Dow. Peace spun away from that first initial hit, spun to his right, took off, and Dow was there to make the tackle in the backfield. Loss on a play back to the 15-yard line. Brings up second and goal, Braves, from the Greyhound, 15. So new kids, maybe some new offensive linemen. Everybody getting a look tonight. Miles.
This is a good time.
These guys. And
Peace is just downing the ball. That was a great run. He, you know what, folks? He could have gone in the end zone. Liam Peace just went down to about the 5-yard line, just basically took a knee. I'll tell you what, it shows me a lot of class right there. No need.
There are certain things you can do, and that was, you know, certainly one of them.
So Hoban takes a call in from Coach LaRocca. Peace in at the running back position. Hoban at the shotgun. Got trips right. Hand off to Peace. He's around the left side. He gets hit. He gets tackled and taken down by number 52, Chris Dow, at about the 3-yard line. So that'll bring up fourth down from about the 3.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. I would imagine they'll hand the ball off to somebody. They could probably run some sort of a dive play and have the quarterback keep it, but I think that they're probably just content with trying to let the offensive line
get some work in.
Yeah.
You know, Hoban could even take a knee, but yeah, they don't want to run this up any more than they are. It's 54-0. This game has been over since the first quarter. Peace takes off around left end. He scampers in for a Braves touchdown.
He was thinking about going out of bounds.
He was thinking about taking a knee, and he went over there and hit the pylon on the left corner and scored for the Braves. So do we have a new same kicker?
I would imagine Brazil will still kick.
Yeah,
Brazil is somebody who an active player, and then last year he got a concussion. So I think they're limiting him to kicking only this year. Healdsburg looks like they have a guy. Oh, that's because they're all.
Ooh, good rush on that one. Brazil's kick is good with 140, about 140 to go. Wow. Oh, here we are again. We're back with about 30 seconds to go. Nunez kicking off for the Braves. One of the Greyhounds, number 52, Chris Dow, downs the ball. So decided to take us to the fourth quarter. It's a running clock, folks. We're right at the end of the third quarter. It's Justin 61, Healdsburg, the Greyhounds, 0. Well, now what do we do? Brian Garcia is going to come back out, I'm sure, for Healdsburg.
Because I know that that Healdsburg, like you said earlier, they've got a lot of fight in them. They have a lot of pride. They're not going to let this go. They're going to keep trying. I mean, that's what these guys are out here for a reason. And, you know, hopefully they can put something together and get on the board eventually. I would imagine Justin Siena has put a lot of new players in on defense. So this is the big test here.
That's what you come out and suit up for. Get on that field when you can. Make an impression. Still put a good lick on these kids.
Yeah, now throw the ball to run that fade play now on the side to
Castro.
Spencer or whatever his name
Spency.
Was. Spency?
Spency Martin. Garcia. Let's it fly over the middle. Intended for Edmonds. Falls incomplete. Defending for the Braves, number 3, Francisco Morales Florentino.
Some of these guys, these guys have been in the game, but this is their first time on the defense.
So, kind of tough with this running clock, but at least they're on the field. And Garcia, again, in the shotgun for Healdsburg. He's got two receivers split left, two receivers split right. He's throwing the ball. There's a catch on a play by number three, Jake Edmonds.
It was a little bit of a push off.
Liam Peace. Yeah, Liam Peace on the stop for the Braves. Pass complete to the Justin 23-yard line. First down, Healdsburg. The chain gang over there, they weren't really sure what to do. They're not marching down for a first down that much for Healdsburg, but they actually had to hustle up that time. So good job, guys.
Well, this is the first home game for them too, so they're learning.
Little chain gang guys, I love them. Garcia back to pass, being chased and brought down by number 12, James Snoke of the Braves. Tackle in the backfield. Garcia getting up kind of slow. I think more from just being tired, Steve, than being hurt.
I would imagine he's going to sleep well tonight.
He's probably going to wake up Sunday.
Yeah, he's been all over the place.
He's had to be. There's.
I don't have any idea what he'll. Morning to get in the weight room.
I think the Healdsburg kids are going to find a hot tub somewhere to get into. So Garcia again at the shotgun. He takes a snap, a little fumble on the play, broken play, pass intended for Spencey Martin again. You know, he's thrown to Spencey Martin. Must be 10 passes tonight.
Yeah.
Has he completed any to him?
He's completed any to Martin. No.
So he keeps going back, and it's got to be his favorite target. They just can't connect. Good rush. James Snoke in there making the most of his playing time. He looks good also.
That's what you do is when you get the opportunity, when they call your number, to make sure that you get out there and play hard.
Also, Christian Kapler looking good on this right defensive end. There's a snap, Garcia in the shotgun, pass over the middle, ball intended for Andy Castro, falls incomplete, defending for Justin, number 10.
That should be Peace.
Liam Peace. There's two 10s. Mac Hewen and Liam Peace.
Yeah, it might be Mac Hewen. I think that, you know what, I
know both those kids, and I'm pretty sure that
is Hewn and not Peace.
Mac Hewn. Oh, what a great catch.
Great catch.
Throw by Jake Edmonds. He brings it down with one hand and goes out of bounds at about the 15.
That was like Odell Beckham.
It did, and it was and Eli Manning throwing it to him.
Yeah.
That was Garcia. Look, he's pretty poised back there for as much running as he's had to do all night long on offense and defense and special teams. I even saw him run out of here at halftime.
Yeah.
He should have kept going. But anyway, so pass complete. That was a great cast by Edmonds. One-handed, over-the-shoulder, right-handed grab. What happened here?
Well, it put some subs in.
Well,
was it fourth down?
That must have been fourth down, and they came up short. Great catch anyway, folks. Handoff on the play to is that Hewen?
That's Hewen.
Okay.
That's Pieces. Pieces is much bigger.
Okay.
And I don't.
We're getting a piece of Hewen now. How about that?
Yeah.
Huh? So Mac Hewen along the right side goes runs for about 15 yards. They take the ball up to the 32-yard line, just in first and 10. Blake Hoban at quarterback for the Braves, taking over for Barrett Donahoe. They're resting the starters, as well they should. 6:20 to go in the game. Hoban behind center. Hands off to Hewn again. He's taken down in the backfield by Beto Avalos.
Yeah, Hewn's small but and very, very quick. And that is definitely Hewn.
Looked like right before he was ready to take off, Avalos made that, grabbed his ankles and brought him down. So good night here in the Valley. A lot of excitement with a student body. The crowd off to our left is pretty loud and boisterous. The cheerleaders are getting them going, and Blake Hoban is behind center.
That usually means a quick dive up the middle.
Another handoff to Hewn. He's brought down by Emilio Medina. Possibly a first down. It is a first down to the Justin 43-yard line. So Hewn on that quick opener for the Braves looks pretty good. He's staying low and hitting that hole pretty good.
Well, he definitely has a low sense
of gravity.
So Hoban takes a play back into the huddle from the coach on the sideline. He's behind center again. Steve's expecting Hewn to get it right up the middle. And that's just what happens. Hewn takes off up the middle. He takes off around the right end. He could go, but instead he runs out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Mac Hewn, great carry. Nice quick opener. Spun to his right and took off for about 30 yards.
What they're doing now is they're trying to run the plays. They've been successful, and they're also making sure that they show some. I mean, you can't ask him not to play, but.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you go at half speed, that's when people start getting hurt. So
yeah.
You got to go out and play, and you got to give it to the defense and make them play too, because they don't want to quit. And Healdsburg is not going to quit. Hoban behind center again. Hewn behind him. Hand off to Hewn along the right side. He breaks it a little bit outside, taken down by Jake Edmonds. Jake Edmonds has had a good game for Healdsburg.
He was the starting quarterback last year, and you know, they averaged 9 points a game essentially last year in their nine games, and they have yet to score in 2018. So
They're going to get shut out last week 41-0 by Drake High School out of
San Anselmo. Yeah, a school very familiar to the Justin Siena crowd, because they played in the league for 17 years or whatever.
Right. So we're back with Hoban behind center. Hewn, a lone setback. Doubt there's going to be any passing. There's about 3 minutes to go in the game, folks. Running clock. Justin leading 61-0. Broken play. Hoban takes off around right end. He gets lit up there. A couple hits by by Andy Castro and Jesus Reina. So that's going to bring up third down. We're down to 2.5 minutes to go in this game. Next week, the Armio Indians come into town. How does that happen? Armio Indians.
Having to play Armio, first of all, is going to be different, but the Indians, I mean, the Indians versus the Braves, hopefully we won't have any protests.
Ooh. Well, we'll find out next week.
Yeah.
You know, bring it on. So Hewn on along the right side takes a handoff from Hoban. He's close to that first down. There's 2 minutes to go in the game, folks. Again, it's a running clock the whole second half. 61-0, Justin leading the Healdsburg Greyhounds. So next week here at Dodd Stadium, the Armio Indians coming into town. There used to be Indians in this town, but no more. So anyway, 7 o'clock start for that game. Armio is still in the MEL, so it's a bit of a step up for Justin, but Justin is stepping up this year anyway, so they got to get used to these heavy hitters. And Blake Hoban takes a knee. That's just that was fourth down, taking a knee, minute 12 to go in the game. Healdsburg will take over on downs. There's a minute to go, so Healdsburg going to probably get a play or two in. Possibly not. All 14 or 15 of them are going to the sidelines, and now they're back out on the field. So like a relay race out here, folks. Which way do we go? And I got a feel for Coach Dave Stein over there. He's another guy that doesn't quit, and he's been part of that Healdsburg program for a number of years now, and he took over the head coaching job last year. He's really getting a dose of it this year because some of the kids that just did not show up to play. There's 20 seconds to go in the game. Quarterback Brian Garcia looks up at the clock, and they're going to get one more snap out of it. It's a handoff along the right side. Emilio Medina takes the ball, and that's going to about do it, folks. So here at Dodd Stadium, it was Justin. The Braves, 61. Healdsburg, Greyhounds, 0. Do we keep going?
So.